Chapter 3. James was used to his uniform. The coarse tunic, brown corduroy trousers, and yellow leather leggings above heavy army boots. He wore the brown bush hat and bandolier of bullets with comfort. "The general will see exercise at 5 o'clock," said Morgan, as they marched across the well-trodden parade square that the police had cut from the virgin bush. "He's a cunning bastard. He wants to see if we can hit those targets at dusk." The first light showed them the surrounding bush as they marched towards the flagpole on the far side of the parade ground. Trooper Carrigan carried the Union Jack and marched precisely in step beside Morgan and Trooper Vandervoort, who carried the trumpet. The morning was cold, and the glow of red above the left bank of the Maklutsi River grew stronger as they approached the flagpole. The sun rose from the direction of Gubulawayo and Lobengula. No word had reached the camp that Lobengula was aware of the size of the column. This had surprised the scouts, and in particular von Brandt.